Welcome to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 15 of the basic grammar series. So in this episode, we're going to talk about one little extra thing about the subclauses, which is what happens with the main sentence if you start with a subclause. And in short, you put the subclause first, you put a comma, and then the verb. So for an example, in the subclause itself is the same as we talked about in the last episode, like fordi det ikke regn, or at ballen ikke var I mål. So you have the subjunction, the subject, the adverb, and the verb. Those four places. So if we see and have a look at, if you start with a subclause, which is a common way of talking and making a sentence. So if you say, hvis sola ikke skinner, if the sun is not shining, drar vi hjem, go we home. So you have the subclause as the first place, and then you get drar as the second place. Hvis sola ikke skinner, drar vi hjem. And second example, hvis bussen ikke kommer, so 1, 2, 3, 4, subjunction, subject, adverb, verb, comma, må vi løpe. So if the bus is not coming, we have to run. Hvis bussen ikke kommer, må vi løpe. And then we have a few fill-ins here. So if you say, hvis barna ikke sultne, so if the kids are not hungry, same 1, 2, 3, 4, hvis barna ikke sultne, and then the jumble of words are, senere, vi en spiser, so later, and we en eat. So if you guess the first word after sultne, comma, good, spiser. Spiser vi senere. Hvis barna ikke sultne, spiser vi senere. And the second, hvis været ikke fint I helgen, if the weather is not, like not is nice at the weekend, and the jumble is, we, trip, go, and on. So in the Norwegian words, vi, tur, på, and drar. So if you guess then, I helgen, comma, and then you put, good, drar. Drar vi på tur. Hvis været ikke fint I helgen, drar vi på tur. And then you can have, you can see this as, I dag drar vi på tur, om 5 minutter drar vi på tur, hvis været ikke fint I helgen, drar vi på tur. For the main sentence perspective, that will be the same. And then the last example is, fordi han ikke var syk, because he was not sick, well, say 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the words are, de and hjem and dro, they home and went. So again, you have ikke var syk, comma, and then which word? Good, dro. Dro de hjem. Fordi han ikke var syk, dro de hjem. Because he was not sick, they went home. Okay, so that's all for this one. It's just to remember another, like an added little rule here. You have this, if you start with the subclause, put the verb right afterwards for the main sentence. Okay, so we're going to stop it there. And as always, thank you so much for listening and see you again soon.